Leading the news, an Australian held captive for 15 months says he is overwhelmed by the compassion shown towards him since his release. Warren Rodwell has spoken for the first time about being held by a militant group in the Philippines. He has thanked authorities for their work on his case. The Prime Minister will head to Perth today in an attempt to sell her new ministry to voters, but support for Julia Gillard has fallen to a 19-month low in the latest news poll. Labor's primary vote is down 4 points to 30%. And a Labor backbencher wants the coalition to reconsider its opposition to the Malaysian asylum seeker deal in response to yesterday's tragedy near Christmas Island. A young boy and a woman drowned when a boat carrying 95 asylum seekers capsized. Two others were seriously injured. There are fears Cyprus will be hit hard by a $13 billion bailout plan. There are concerns offshore banking, a major industry in Cyprus, will effectively shut down. The plan will see a levy imposed on saving accounts worth more than $130,000. Australia has slightly improved its effort to become a low-carbon economy, but not its global ranking. The nation went from 16th to 17th in the Climate Institute's annual global review. The review rates how each economy is prepared for a low-carbon future. France tops the list, followed by Japan and China.